Brock, it's time to go to the Truitt Insurance and Bonding Hotline.
Yes, it is.
And Alyssa, are you with us?
I am.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for getting up early and joining in with us.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, great to talk to you guys.
Yeah, this is...
Yeah, I'm an early riser, so it wasn't too bad.
Well, we have to be for this, but I'm not happy about it this morning. Ooh. I was out late last night, so I'm struggling this morning. But this is Alyssa Weisberg with John Carroll. You're the Marketing and Communications Director at John Carroll Catholic High School, which is where my kids go, by the way, and we're big fans of it. But one, we thought it would be fun to bring you on. Y'all have a preview day coming up, and I know a few of the private schools around are doing those right now. But that, and want to talk about like the 75th anniversary, and my son Vince was at the big win last night in Maples Hole for the football team.
Nice.
The Cavs finished on a 2-game win streak.
Nice.
I know, that was so good. I didn't get to go, but I was so excited for them, and I watched it online. So it was, there were some special seniors as a part of those, the band, the cheer, the dance, the football players. And so I was so glad they ended on
absolutely.
High note.
So well, everybody great. Puts in so much time and effort. I mean, it's not just there everywhere. You know, everybody's invested in what they're doing, and it is great just to see it pay off.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, absolutely.
Well, hey, tell us about, I guess, to begin with, talk about the anniversary, 75 years of the school here in Birmingham, and a little bit of the history, and let's go from there.
Yeah, so this year we're celebrating throughout the whole school year our 75th anniversary from 1947 when our doors opened to our school. You know, originally our school was on Highland Avenue in downtown Birmingham, and Archbishop Tulin is the person who was instrumental in making sure that a Catholic high school was brought to Central Alabama to serve the needs of, you know, the Catholic community at the time. You know, it was primarily only Catholic students who were attending. And John Carroll was a businessman in Birmingham, and many people may remember Rhodes Carroll Furniture Company, a long-standing business in downtown Birmingham. And Mr. Carroll was a champion for education, and unfortunately he never got to see the doors open to the school. He passed away before the Highland Avenue school was opened, but made an amazing contribution. So that is kind of the first part of our story, but we're also celebrating the 30th anniversary of our location where we are now, which is on Lakeshore Parkway. And we opened 30 years ago.
That's hard to believe.
I know, right? And so it's been fun. We had an early homecoming this year. It was on September the 9th.
Yeah.
And it just, our president, Father Bob Sullivan, he called it the divine intervention, because the actual date that the school doors opened was September the 8th, which was also a day that we have school mass for our entire student body. So the bishop came that day, our bishop here in Birmingham, Stephen Reka, he came and celebrated that mass with us to kind of honor and commemorate our 75th anniversary. And then we went right into homecoming, and you know, it's just been a lot of fun. We have a couple other events coming up. We're doing a fine arts showcase in December. It's going to be December the 14th, and we'll be getting more information out about that. But that's going to be in commemoration of when our school was blessed 75 years ago, which was a big deal at that time. Archbishop Tulin was involved in that and the official blessing of the school. So we want to commemorate that date, and we're going to showcase our fine arts in a really cool and special way. Christmas at Carroll is what it's going to be called. And so anyway, we're real excited about that. And then in the spring we have a gala, and all throughout the year we're just trying to share bits and pieces of information with our community and beyond that tells the story of John Carroll. And we have 12,000 alumni that we have graduated. They're spread all around the globe, really. And I continue to be amazed at the contributions that they have made and continue to make in business, community, you name it, every area of life.
And there's a lot of family feel to it. We moved over a couple of years ago and have just had a great experience with the school and everybody there. And but our background, Joanne, my wife, her parents went there in the 50s, and then she went there in the 80s. Or I'm pretty sure they were in the 50s, maybe as early 60s. I can't remember. But either way, you got generations now. And now, you know, mine. And it's, and that's not like we're not unique over there. There's a bunch of families around the area that, do the same thing. And it's really pretty interesting to see. But like us moving over there a couple of years ago, it seems, you know, as I understand it, enrollment is growing right now.
Yes. You know, the pandemic, certainly look back and think, gosh, that was a hard thing to go through. But I do think that one of the benefits that came out of the pandemic is that it caused people just to pause a little bit, maybe wake up and think about some of the decisions and things that they were doing with their family and their lives. And certainly education is one of those. And I think a lot of people just kind of paused and said, you know, what kind of environment do I want my children to be in, what kind of education, academic, situation do I want them to be challenged with? And so we've welcomed that, opportunity to have those conversations with families. And I think that it's been good for our entire diocese. You know, we have 6 Catholic elementary middle schools that are also a part of our, quote unquote school system, if you will, in the Diocese of Birmingham. And, a large percentage of the kids who come through, those Catholic schools do come on, and continue their high school education at John Carroll. But we're only 76% Catholic. So, we're the most diverse student population in all of Birmingham, and certainly a private school population, and we take such pride in that.
Well, it really is great. You're getting to my kids, they're surrounded by all types of different people all the time there, and I think you do get a lot of exposure to different backgrounds and cultures more so. And I would think with most of the private schools in the area, I mean, you're not just pulling from like one, community or neighborhood. I mean, you got people from all over the area that go there.
29 different communities. Plus we've had some fabulous families move in from, we have a young guy from Italy who, his family moved here. We have 2 families from Spain who have moved into town. We usually host 3 to 4 German exchange students every year, so we have 3 German exchange students. I mean, we're multicultural. We're from all over, but it's really interesting too. We had Hispanic Heritage Month just ended in mid-October, and our Heritage Panel, which is a student-led group on campus, they organized the most special Hispanic Heritage Month assembly for our students. And coming out of that, the most important thing I think we got through that was they came to me, this is Ms. Weisberg, we have 7 different Latin American cultures represented within our Hispanic heritage or Hispanic community. So we have students who are Panamanian, Puerto Rican, Mexican, just Spanish. We've got 7 different communities, and they built their assembly around showcasing that, like how they're all different, and to get our students to understand that that Hispanic students around them aren't just all the same either. They all have their own cultural background. So anyway, it's a really cool environment.
Well, it is. And like you mentioned, the, 30% are not Catholic. Like, I did not grow up Catholic, and Joanne is, full Italian. That's as Catholic as can be. So most of the time I'm over there just confused, at what's going on. And, but it is, and I will say this, And it's not just at John Carroll, but I would think all the kind of Christian based schools. But I and maybe I shouldn't say this, but I think it's a great thing to have, you know, prayer in the school every day and things are reinforced that I think are important. And, you know, I know that there's constraints on that in other school systems, but if that's important to you, I can only stress how what a great, you know, whatever experience we've had at this school, and I would think other private schools.
Yeah. And the spiritual life of our community, it infuses everything that we do. So beyond prayer, our students have the opportunity to grow in their faith, whether they are Catholic, whether they, you know, attend a Baptist or whatever Protestant church they may attend. But we have over 90 churches and places of worship that are represented through the families that are at John Carroll. So, you know,
well, and there's a chapel there that, I mean, everything's built around that. I think that's great.
Yeah, and our students, they have retreat opportunities. Our juniors and seniors, a few juniors and some seniors just returned from a really special retreat in Cullman called Kairos. And then our freshmen and sophomores have the opportunity to attend a retreat that will be happening in December called Metanoia. But all of our classes as a group attend a yearly retreat. Our sophomores do a serve day, day of service in lieu of a retreat day, which is awesome. They fan out across the city. But, you know, when you have a president and an executive vice president who are both priests, so they're the leadership of our school, we have priest who is our campus chaplain. We have a full-time campus minister. And then we have two sisters, Dominican sisters from St. Cecilia, so two nuns who are full-time, you know, teachers in our theology department. And we have a theology department that's just second to none. They're just simply amazing. But when you have people like that leading you and walking around and interacting with you every day, you can't help. It doesn't matter if you're Catholic or non-Catholic, you can't help but, you know, stand up a little taller, try to be a little better. You know.
Well, it really is good.
We're on the air right now with Alyssa Weisberg, the Marketing and Communications Director of John Carroll High School. And Alyssa, I think I'm correct. Isn't there a preview day coming up?
Yes. Next Sunday, November the 6th, we have our preview day, which is, it's going to be from 1 o'clock in the afternoon until 3 o'clock. And basically, it's our day to show off what we have to offer to the community, why our school is such a great option and might be a great fit for families out there, Catholic and non-Catholic, whether you have a student who is a current 8th grader and, you know, you're currently trying to decide, maybe you're just now having this thought or conversation of what are they going to do their freshman year. We'd love to have an opportunity to talk to families about that. We would encourage families as young as 5th, 6th grade to take advantage of these opportunities because it's important to learn kind of what's coming ahead of you and to, you know, have those conversations and learn more about, you know, Catholic education, John Carroll specifically. And if you have a transfer, a student who might be considering transferring, maybe you just feel that, you know, the environment they're in is just not conducive to what maybe they need, or they want maybe a little more challenging environment, college preparatory. You know, our students are well prepared when they go to college, and we're very proud of where our students end up attending in state, out of state. High regards for our students when they go on. Yep. Outside of John Carroll. So anyway, our student ambassadors lead tours on this day. All of our faculty and staff are in the building meeting and greeting. We showcase the best of, you know, what we have to offer. So we would just welcome anyone who wants to come and check us out.
That's November
6th. That's next Sunday.
November 6th. Yeah. And if you go to our website, jcchs.org, there's a pop-up that, you know, happens right before you can enter the main site, which also has all the details on it. So They can go check it out there too.
Well, man, that's fantastic. Alyssa, thanks so much for coming on. We got to run, but yeah, we appreciate the information.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Well, really appreciate you having us. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.